Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is November 24th, 2014. It's a Monday. I'm going to be speaking today about the verb take, and I'm going to give you some common collocations with the verb take. My name is Marcos Gazan, and I'm speaking from the south of Brazil. I'm speaking from Porto Alegre. So, well, the verb take is another example of light verb. I don't know if you have listened to my last podcast episode, which was about the verb to have. So if you really want to expand your vocabulary around the verb have, I recommend you listen to episode 43. So this is episode 44, and I'm going to be talking about take and some common collocations with the verb take. Initially, let me talk a little bit about the meaning of take. So like the same way as the verb to have, take is a light verb. And that means that the meaning of take depends a lot more on the words that come with it than the word take itself, than the verb take itself. So to give you some examples of different meanings that we have with take, I'm using the famous practical English usage grammar by Michael Swann, and he divides the meanings of take in seven different areas, so seven different meanings. The first one is that when take means the opposite of give. So when take is the gain of possession of, or when you receive something. So to take something. And I'm not going to read all the examples here because I want to concentrate on phrasal verbs, or sorry, on collocations with the verb take. And so I'm just going to go through the seven meanings very quickly. So the opposite of give is number one. Number two would be the opposite of put. So when you're talking about taking off a jacket, for instance, or putting on a jacket. The opposite of bring, that's number three. The same meaning or a similar meaning as the verb have when have means to experience. So when you say to take plus a noun, like take a bath or take a break, and here this is already an example of collocations. Then when you have two-word verbs, phrasal verbs, take is used in a large number of common idiomatic two-word verbs. For example, to take off, to take down, to take up, to take over, to take to, and so on, so on. In another episode, maybe I can cover some phrasal verbs with the verb to take. Today, I want to talk basically about collocations. And so to finish the seven meanings, then we have meaning number six, which is related to time. It took 3 hours to get home last night. And also take and last, when we talk about the length of experiences, to take forever, for instance, or to last forever. So these are the seven main meanings of take. Now coming to the main topic of today's episode, I would like to refer to the collocations dictionary, the Oxford Collocations Dictionary for students of English, and here we have a list of common collocations with the verb to take. And I'm going to read them and make some comments and maybe give some examples. So to take action, when you take action is when you actually move your ass and do something. When you take a bath or take a shower, you can also take a bite if you're eating an apple. Can I take a bite? Or you can take a break if you're feeling tired, similar to have, because with have, you also have this collocation. You can have a break or you can take a break. You can take the bus. or take a decision, take an important decision. Take a deep breath. So you can take a deep breath when you're tired or also when you're sick and tired of something. You can take somebody's details, like take their email address and home address, whatever, phone number. You can take a dislike to somebody, to take an immediate dislike to somebody. When you see the person for the first time and for some reason you feel like you don't like that person, you are taking an instant dislike to that person. So you could, just to give you one more example, you could say, when Jack saw Jane, he took an instant dislike to her. Meaning that the very first time he saw her, he knew he wouldn't really get along with her. To take an exam, so I have to go to bed early today because tomorrow I have to take an important exam, or I have an exam tomorrow. To take a guess, when you have no ideas what something is, and then you prefer to, or and somebody says, okay, so take a guess. Yeah. So you're going to guess what the person is trying to hide from you. Or take a holiday in British English, take a vacation in American English, take an interest in something. So to take an interest in something means to be interested in something. The first time you saw it, you, for some reason, this feeling that you have an interest in that started growing, so you took an interest in that. To take a look. So take a look, let's take a look at that. Mm-hmm. Or to take a nap, to take notes, to take a photograph. To take a photo is a very common collocation, especially if you are talking about travel English. To take size 10, talking about your shoes. What size shoes do you take? So if you go to a shop, they might come to you and ask you, what size shoes do you take? Or to take a tablet. In this case, tablet here is related to medicine and not to technology, of course. And you can also take somebody's temperature. And you can take a walk if you need to breathe, or if you need some fresh air, you can take a walk. Okay. This is it for today. I just went through a short list of common collocations with the verb to take. I would also like to remind you that the web page for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.pr. I hope you're all learning something. Remember that you can visit our page if you want to see a list of all the episodes. You can download each and every episode. You can also add your email to the email list so that you get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. And you can also follow us via iTunes or Stitcher or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. I hope you're all learning something and enjoying. Thank you very much. I'll see you next time. Bye.